Tuesday night, Erev Rosh Hashanah, or Lechavtes. And we're learning Shmaitza tonight. And we're up to Shmaitza Beis, and we're going to learn Perek Vav. And the Shmaitza says as follows. My Dekashalom B'Perek Gimel B'Shitas Rashi V'Toysvis. He has the Kashem Paragimel, right? It's a very complicated sugi, the end of Hamad here. So it comes out that Rashi and Taisa Shita there is, he explained this back in Paragimel, that you go with Kanimsu Kanhoya. Rava says Kanimsu Kanhoya. And wherever the Reyesa was found, that person has to bring the Raya. And if the Reyesa was found in the Rishus of the Toiveya, which let's say would be the father, you found it during Erizin, the father would have to bring a raya in order to get the ksuba. The Mepharshim, and that would be Rashi and Tosfos whole, and this is long and complicated. We only have to know the bottom line, even by Bori V'Shema. Bori V'Shema alone is not Motzi Momen, we paskin. Bori V'Shema lav Bori Odif. Bori V'Shema is not Motzi Momen. So Bori V'Shema together with Bori V'Shema together with this Kanimsa Kanhoya business, not together with. Kanimsa Kanhoya says that the Toiveya cannot get the Ksuba, so that's even by Bori V'Shema. In other words, even if the father would happen to be a Bori, even though the Cheskos Aguf, the Cheskos Aguf and a Bori V'Shema, but Kanimsa Kanhoya says, sorry, the woman will hear, and this is where we assume the movement occurred in your Rishus. That's Rashi and Tosfos Shita. And even with Cheskos Aguf and with Bori V'Shema. Now,
everything that we started with falls away.
Listen, to really get clear how everything works out according to everybody, you have to sit and learn the Sugina Madir with Rashi, with Tosfos, and take a chart, and you have to keep cheshbon how everything works out according to everybody. We're going to touch upon that now because we're going to go through Rabbi Gamliel now. They talk about Rabbi Gamliel saying Mishera Aslani Nenasti, that she is Nemon, and it's only Mishera Aslani Nenasti over the end of Mishnah. So according to Rava, it's really Mishekin Aslani Nenasti, that it happened after the Nesuin, that it happened, she's saying it happened in the Rishus of the Baal. But if she would indeed be saying that the Reyesa, if she would be saying that the Nensa was only Be'erusin, then that really wouldn't help her at all, even though there's a Cheskos Aguf, and even though there's a Bori V'Shema, which when you learn the first parak in Kiddushin, I'm sorry, the first parak of Ksubis, so it certainly seems like the combination of Bori V'Shema and Cheskos Aguf is what lets Rabban Gamliel say that she gets the money, that she wins, and she can be Motzi the Ksuba, because it's Bori V'Shema and she has a Cheskos Aguf helping her. But what happened to Kanimsa Kanoya? What happened to Rav and Mamadir? So Mishera Aslani Nenasti is Lav Davka, and it's really talking about, and it means Mishik. That's the Teret.
How could that be?
What do you mean, how could it be?
Meaning the Suin was that night.
What?
Say case of Suin, he says, and comes the next morning.
It could be after the chuppah, maybe. My dekashulam paragimel b'shitas Rashi b'toyzer the mafashim aslis in the mishar aslani nanasti haynu mishekin aslani. Now, and once you say that, then you have the kanimsa kanoya with the shoe on the other foot. Then the kanimsa kanoya is in the baal's rishus, and then you don't need Bori V'Shema anymore.
Didn't we have a shita sila baal's rishus after Erisin?
That was when the Baldovar is the girl. When the Baldovar is the girl, and besides, that's what Ravashi said. We're not in Ravashi now. That was Ravashi's point. We're not in Ravashi now. That was at a very specific. That is the way the Shmaitz are touched up, a very specific Mandiyomer in the Gemara called Ravashi. But if you don't have Rashi, so you don't hold up that whole setup. VMK, now in that case, when like in the context of us saying B'Shekin Aslani Nen Hasti, It turns out you don't need Borei Hashem anymore. And once you set up a system of Kanimsa Kanoyo, so she's Nemon even without the reason of Borei Hashem. Bimkain Tula Tzorech Tainas Borei Kamo B'Taboch. Right, the case of the Taboch is that you found the needle, you found the trefa, you found the sieve for trefa in the Moiches Rishus. No, I'm saying in the Taboch Rishus, he bought it. So he has to bring a raya that it was a Mekach Tos. Now it's Shema B'Shema, they don't know when it was Nitrefa. So here, wait, so why is she Neman even without Borei B'Shema? I don't know. Why? Yeah, but why is she Neman to say that there was Kanem Sekanoi? Why is she Neman to say that it happened? I mean, the Baal doesn't know. If it would be, let's say, Shema, well, it can't be Shema B'Shem, obviously. It could be Borei Borei, maybe.
But the Baal is a book.
It could be, theoretically. He could know.
Because it was physically found in the Baal Zeshem.
I mean, the Baal found in his Rishus, and she's saying, Mishikinastani Nanasti, so even if it's Borei B'Shema, so she can take the money, right? And just talking about after Nesu'in. Talking about after Nesu'in. No, you don't have to. Talking about after Nesu'in. And he found her, so she's saying, Ataka happened after Nesu'in. But Al Kabonim, it's Kanimsa Kanoya. So she wins even without Borei B'Shema. That's what turns out. She wins even without Borei B'Shema. The Borei B'Shema does not play a role. When it's not Motzi Momen because of Kanimsa Kanhoya, then it's not Motzi Momen even by Borei B'Shema. And when it is Motzi Momen, which is the case of Rabbi Gamliel in the first Perek, because of Kanimsa Kanhoya, right, he failed it after Nesu'in. So when it is Motzi Momen, it's Motzi Momen even without Borei B'Shema. Now this really doesn't play well. It really doesn't play well in the Gemara, in the first Perek. If you learned the first Perek of Ksubis, the Gemara is very much madgish that it's because of Borei B'Shema. Uvesugias Hashas, Perekama de Ksubis, Mashma, Taima de Rama Gamliel, Mishim Borei B'Shema. It's very much mashma. The Gemara even wants to say that the reason of Rabbi Gamliel is Borei B'Shema. Then the Gemara says, okay, you have a Cheskos Aguf also. So it's either with a combination of Cheskos Aguf or with a combination of Migu, if you learned the first Perek. So it really, that's what he's asking now on Rashi and Tosfos. Mashma. So Rashi and Tosfos are very sharp. This doesn't bother you if you don't learn the sugya and you're not like into Rashi and Tosfos, so it doesn't bother you so much. But the Shmaitz is going to answer the kasha anyway. The Shmaitz is going to come to the defense of Rashi and Tosfos Shita. Again, Kanimsa Kanhoya will be Moitzi Momen if it's found in the Rishus of the Moicher. It will be Moitzi Momen even without Borei B'Shema, and if it won't be Moitzi Momen if it's found in the Rishus of the Isha, right? It won't be Moitzi Momen even with Borei B'Shema. I mean, it fits in very well with the Shmaitz's way of looking at Kanimsa Kanoya, which is that it's a Vaday, a regular Vaday. So, in Borei B'Shema, La Borei Yadif, so you're not that much better off. You're not better off. Right? Okay.
Why can't she stay with Nanasti?
She is saying. The question is when?
We change it to Kinasti.
Mishechinastani.
Why can't she say that? We have to because still, Kanimsa Kanoya.
Because if there isn't, she's in.
Because we found it now. Sometimes.
If she's admitting that Mishir Astani, so that's the kind of. That's how he does called in, right? No, that's. If she's claiming that, and we don't know when it happened. What? So she's saying Mishir. No, because we found it in the Rishus of the Baal.
Right, so what's the Rishus of the Baal?
It doesn't matter, but we found in the Rishus of the Baal. We found it, the Kanimsa Kanhoya.
So why does she have to say Kinasti instead of
Nanasti?
What? Why does she have to say Kinasti instead of Nanasti?
Because if she would say Misherastani Nanasti, right, if she would admit that it happened in her Rishus, if she would be saying it happened in her Rishus, she wouldn't be able to be going too long. Well, then we'd say the Kanimsa Kanhoya, no, it would be like Oidos Baldin. If you does build in that, then the only issue would be, was it before Arison or after Arison? But she admits that it would be like Ravashi, it would be like Rava's, it would be like Abayas Kasha and Rava. If she admits that it happened after Misharistani, but then the Kanitsa Kanoya would be in her Rishus. And we don't hold like Ravashi that after Arison is also called the Baal's Rishus. The Nira Bazet.
Isn't this whole thing only about Nara? We're not talking about Gerasim.
Why?
The whole Gemara was based on Nara, and I'm just thinking there's a big difference between Misharistani and Mishkinastani, because like 11 months go by, a year go by.
So on.
So she's already not going to be.
The point is that Misharistani Nanasi would be Ohidonas Baldin. The Kanitsa Kanoya would be by her.
I'm just wondering if there's a difference because it's the Av being Tovea or it's her being Tovea.
No, we're not in Ravashi, so it doesn't matter. That's Ravashi's Chiddush. Again, it seems rather, it's a little confusing if you're not learning the sugya. So then he's not in Ravashi now. It's a big sugya, it's a block and a half the sugya. And he's taka picking out different points in Shtel Zachon. You know, he's talking about really only one very specific point. The point about Bari Vashem and Shitas Rashi and Tosis, and how that works out according to Rava. Meanwhile, all he did was bring down Rashi and Tosis that Bari Vashem does not play a role in Kanimsa Kanoya. And he asked Akasha from the first parak, where it's mashma very much that Bari Vashema plays a huge role in Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Venera Bazem. Lefimashik Osavdi Beperek Dalit. Right, that was the Yesoid of Perek Dalit, was what Kanimsa Kanoya means. The Hodi Amrina Batabach. The Tzorech Leshalim Domim Lemoicher. Who was found by the Tabach, he still has to pay Yemoitzi Momon from him. And he gave an example, you remember, even if the animal gets lost. Remember, he learned that Kanimsa Kanoya is the din of Ein Machzikin Reyes or Rishus L'Rishus. You don't clare. And just like you don't clare if someone buys an animal and it gets lost, and he says, oh, maybe it had a mum, and don't come to me with robe, because I know the mother not a robe. So you left the guy out of Besdin, and you say, there's no reyusa here, mechitesi. Even though the whole thing maybe is based on a robe, but it's in the shlav of vadai, is what we explain. Ein mitzian moment, the chazaka layodif meruba, elam mishum de machzikim rishus l'rishus. He's reiterating his yisoid, but that's how he learned the yisoid of Kanimsa Kanhoya, that ein machzikim reyes o mirishus l'rishus. V'yim kein, areyes o shenolad birshus zeh, let's say by the lekeach, he's asked to pay. Lo moral l'rishus ha-koydim of the moicher, because that's the din of Ein Machzik and Reyes on Rishus L'Rishus. So it's like there's no Reyes on this Rishus. The Vailai Loi Nachtina L'Sveika Shema Trefa Haisa Chmesh Kusat Yisham Ayin Shah. Okay. The Tinach Bahach the Misharistani Nanasti, the Humi Shekinastani, and why is she winning because it was found in the Baal Zershus. The Reyes was found in the Baal Zershus, and Ein Machzikin Reyes or Mershus Zershus. Now, that's what in the beginning of the second parak, where the Gemara talks about Bari Vishemma, I think he's learning on the bottom, he doesn't really speak out that much. There it's a Suffolk Hashok, but they don't know where it was. They don't know, it's Isha Shana Sarmala, and she's fighting with the Yosayman, what she was when she got married. So there it is, Loi Isra Rishus Abal Klal, of course. And it's a Suffolk. There's no Reyes of there even. Just arguing if she was a, so there the, so how do you know there's Rabbi Gamliel Shita? I'm asking this now. So why does the Gemara talk about Rabbi Gamliel, but he's only even Bari B'Shemma? Who says Rabbi Gamliel plays a role? Who says Rabbi Gamliel has a Shita there? Maybe Taka doesn't. But the Gemara assumes he does. But that's the Gemara's Kasha. Okay, I mean that Gemara is talking about that there is no Ein Machzikin Reyes or Mishus L'Rishus. There is no Kanim to Kanhoyim. Tinech Ba'ach Nemisher Estani Nenas Yidu Mishu Kin Estani Mdein L'Yis or Rishus or Yisho. Check in the beginning of the second parak. Talking about they're fighting after the husband died. They're fighting if she was a Ksuba or if she was an Almana. But here we do have a problem. That in another Mishnah, sorry, you have to know Ksubas. In another Mishnah, in the first parak, they're fighting about where she became a Ba'ula from, so to speak. Who Amer Drusus Isha? He's saying, Isha, you don't get Ksuba. And she's saying, I'm a Mukasait, and I do get Ksuba. And then and the Gemara talks about a Rabbi Gamliel Shita. And it talks about a Cheskus Aguf. There's no Reus there. There's only Machzikin Reus on Rishus L'Rishus.
What's the din over there?
Machlag is Rabbi Gamliel on Yeshua. Lechari, that's Rabbi Gamliel. There it doesn't work, a Machzikin Reus on Rishus L'Rishus. She doesn't have Basula. Trying to figure out if it's Machmas a Maka, Mukasaitz, or it was a Biyam Koyan. So there, if Rabbi Gamliel has a Shita there, it means there's a Cheskus Aguf that she was not Nibala. She was not Nibala. My Nibala is a Cheskus Aguf. I guess, you know, in terms of movement, in terms of something happening to your Guf, so.
It's because I love Nashim Sinus Mises.
No, they're not arguing about that. This is the Mishnah after Yud Beis and Yud Beis. This is the Mishnah with Gimel and Aleph. But their argument is why she's not a Basula. Not they're arguing when it happened. They're arguing what happened. She's saying, I'm a Mukasaitz, and I get some more regular, or maybe 100. Okay, this is complicated tomorrow, but you got to match up the tightness. But anyway, she's asking for 200, that's the pastures, and he's willing to give her 100. So, she's Naman. So Rabbi Gamliel's brought into play. So Rabbi Gamliel's brought into play because of the Cheskus Aguf. If you want to know if a woman was Nival or Mukaseitzt, so that is Cheskus Aguf territory. Even though the Psulim are not there, no matter what, but it still runs against the Cheskus Aguf to say that she was Nivah. It's against Cheskus Aguf.
Why is that against Cheskus Aguf?
Because something happened to her Guf. No, not stop an injury. Maybe a chiddush. Maybe a chiddush.
Normal thing to have. Could be.
That's what he's saying. If you talk about an injury, she has an injury. So you want to talk about if she fell down and she injured herself versus she was nival. So cheskes aguf is more of a shinui in the guf. This is how I'm interpreting it. I imagine it's correct. Cheskes aguf is a shinui in the guf. Bia is a shinui in the guf, much more so than a cheskes aguf, much more so than a lucas eitz. And therefore, cheskes aguf is on her side. That's what you have to say when you learn the Gemara. The Gemara Tzush tells her Megamliel. Megamliel Chayr doesn't start. The Shmaita's point is there certainly is no Kanimsa Kanoya. We're not talking about no Kanimsa Kanoya. So Hasum al Kach Shem Cheskos Agufa Sin in Allah. Leklamei Mishum Dei Masik Yaveyus Mishus Le Rishus. Keep it to the feet of Arei Hanami for Hoysa Mukaseis Kaidim Nesuah. That's not the issue. They were Jerusalem Sisha Isa. Right? Even the book of Saints Al Kochum Shem the E Mehemna became my sister Dloy Krom and Gamliel. Wait. In other words, so here is a Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Here is a Rabbi Gamliel Shita that Taka says Cheskos Aguf could be Moitzi Mom. The next Mishnah. The first Mishnah, if you learn the end of Hamadir, now you learn the first Mishnah, meaning Yudal on the base, or Tezvav on the base, Yud Gimel on the base. You learn that Mishnah, and you know, you simply assume it's Cheskos Aguf and Boyer Gishama. That's certainly how the Rishonim learned the Sugya. But then when you mosey down to the end of the seventh parak, and you learn that whole Sugya, and it gets very complicated, you really look back, and that's what the Shmaita is pointing out, that really was not Cheskos Aguf, that was really Kanimsu Kanoya. Excuse me. Hello? Yeah. It's a really, really bad time now. Can you call me back in an hour, or I'll call you back? Okay, bye. He really just wants to say good yontif to me. I should have let him. Honestly, I'll call him. But when you get to the second Mishnah, the next Mishnah on Yudalad and Aleph, when you get to the second Mishnah, the Shmaita is pointing out, you really have to deal with Cheskos Aguf. You can't deal with Kanimsa Kanoya. So now this becomes a problem with the second parak. Now in the second parak where it says they're arguing about if she was a Basula or a Ba'ula. She's arguing with the Yosaima. If she got married, if she was an Almona or a Basula. So that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Gamliel because she's not believed. And then the Gemara answers because of the Bari Hashem. So that's what the Shmaitz is going to say. Enechanami in the Kanimsa Kanhoya part of the Gemara. First Mishnah. So that, in Chlemitz, if we work with Kanimsa Kanoya, it certainly has nothing to do with the beginning of the second parak. But the second Mishnah certainly has to do with Cheskos Aguf. In fact, there's another Rama Gamliel. There's a Rama Gamliel that Cheskos Aguf is Motzi Momen. There ain't no Kanimsa Kanoya in the second Mishnah. Keep it to the feet of Aran Ami Kvar to Mukasei Tzim 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 came Maslison of the second Perek, the late Krama Gamliel. Tavagav Dabal Oimer Almonanus Asicha, the Toyim Bori, the Yu Agorim Sovik Lathonenu, Krama Gamliel Sover E Mehemna. The Zemishani, Atkan Lakam Krama Gamliel, the Mehemna Matarus Chazoka, Ella Babori Vishama, Abu Babori Babori Layomar, Bakitsa. All the Shmaitz, I don't know. But the Shmaitz answering is that the discussion about Bori B'Shem and Bori Bori is focused on Mr. Rabbi Gamliel of the second Mishnah, not Mr. Rabbi Gamliel of the first Mishnah. Mr. Rabbi Gamliel of the first Mishnah is the one that's busy with you can learn up the whole first Mishnah with Kanimsa Kanoya and a Chanami. Once you get to the second Mishnah, you can't. So you have to deal with the second Perek. And it's in that context that the Gemara says, Ad kan lekabur Rabbi Gamliel, Ela bebori b'shema, abo bebori ubori le'yoma. V'chein levi mashim v'ur l'kamo m'perek ches. Gamma Maslisan, the Mishrastani Nanasti, Tzvichon Latinus Bori, I guess, okay, we'll wait till Perik has to learn that. Ozishapur Tzvei, that Kulamis was Gamliel Koi, even the first Mishnah. Now, there will be another reason coming up why the first Mishnah needs Bori B'Shem, even though it's Kanim to Kanoyo, and it's not going to be Shver and Rashi and Taisis. There's going to be a side point or another reason why need Bori B'Shem, because he explains in Parakes. Gam lefi mashem vur lekamon Parakes, gam b'maslis in the Mishnah in the Nasti, tzichem l'tainas Bori, as yishaper tfei, da kulubus the Gamliel Koi. The Gemara consumption of the Rambam Gamliel only says about Bori B'Shem. Ela de Mabuka says, al korchach enu elamishem Bori B'Shem. Yeah, there's no kanim to kanhoya.
Meaning there's no... Does that mean there's no possible kanim to kanhoya? Or we just don't apply?
What?
Does that mean so, it's not possible to say kanim to kanhoya?
There's no case. They're arguing about whether she's a mukaseit or drusus ish. They're not arguing about when anything happened. They're arguing about what, not when. They're arguing about if it's a bia or an injury.
It doesn't matter if it was...
There's no kanim to kanhoya. Kanim to kanhoya is when you're talking about time. Time and space. Not when you're talking about what the event was. Okay, we'll stop here. It's a little hard on both sides because it's very involved in all of these things. That's why Eitan doesn't know what all the fuss is about.